CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I want to talk to you right away, dear.
Boy, I haven't even gotten in the door. Look, can I take my coat off first and my overshoes before the blow descends, whatever it is?
I know you hate to be greeted at the door with problems, but this is something that has to be dealt with right away.
Okay, okay. What is it now?
Betsy.
Yeah, I don't know. What has she done?
Well, she came home after school, and she said Mrs. Elwin was driving down to the shopping center and taking Susie, and could she go along with them? And I said yes. Well, she went upstairs, and when she came down, she rushed into her coat and overshoes and was flying out the door when I stopped her. I said, Betsy, aren't you even going to say goodbye? And then I noticed she had the funniest look on her face.
Yeah?
I said, what's the matter, Betsy? And she said, nothing, in this cross way she does when she's been up to something. So I made her apologize for speaking to me like that, which she did. And I noticed she kept her hand in her coat pocket, which she never does.
Well, come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Well, honey, I mean, get to the point. Well, I'm sorry, honey, but I mean, you always go into detail. So what did she do?
She has stolen money out of my purse.
Thank you. Now, at least I... She what?
She has taken a quarter and a dime out of my coin purse.
How do you know?
Well, I've been trying to tell you, but you didn't want to hear the details, as you call them.
Well, all right. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's hear the details, as I call them.
Well, I could tell from the look on her face she'd been up to something, but I let her go with the Elwins, you know, to the shopping center when I went upstairs to get money to tip the grocery boy. It was then I noticed the quarter and dime were gone from my coin purse. I know I had them because that's all I had in change. Well, they're gone. Betsy's not back yet.
Well, fix some coffee and we'll sit down and discuss it while we wait for her.
Ever wish you could tell the truth about the free world to people behind the Iron Curtain? Well, here's the chance to do it in person. Complete in 25 additional words or less, the message starting, I believe the most important thing people behind the Iron Curtain should know is. Send it before April 30th to Crusade for Freedom, Mount Vernon 10, New York. Winners of the top six prizes will get 10-day all-expense trips to Europe for two and broadcast their winning messages themselves. Other prizes include 50 sets of a world-famous encyclopedia and 200 powerful shortwave radios. Whether you enter the contest or not, you may want to send a truth dollar to Crusade for Freedom in care of your local postmaster. That'll keep the free world's messages of truth going out to 76 million people in satellite nations behind the Iron Curtain through the broadcasts of Radio Free Europe. Contributions, Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster. Contest, Crusade for Freedom, Mount Vernon 10, New York.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks. Boy, I wish that paper boy would learn how to throw. Would you look at that evening paper? That it's sopping wet, landed in the snow again. Doesn't he even try to hit the porch?
I don't know. Well, what do you think we should do?
Well, speak to him. The next time one of us sees him, if he exists. You know, we never see that boy except at Christmas time when he rings the doorbell to give us a Christmas card with his name and address on it.
I'm not talking about the paper boy. I'm talking about Betsy, dear.
Oh, what about Betsy? Oh, yeah, all right, I know, the money, yeah, well, don't look so tragic.
I think it's a terrible thing to do, steal money.
Well, of course it is, honey, but there probably isn't a kid in the world who hasn't at some time or other taken a few pennies out of his mother's purse.
That doesn't make it all right.
No, of course not, but it also doesn't mean that those same kids are going to grow up and go on to bigger and better things like cracking the U.S. Treasury.
When I think of all we've said to Betsy about honesty.
Yeah, well, apparently we haven't said enough. And when she gets home, we'll sit down and talk to her.
Is that all you intend to do? Talk to her?
Oh, what do you have in mind?
Well, I think taking money is very serious. It's the worst thing she's ever done.
Well, didn't you ever take money? Didn't you ever do it? Take any money out of your mother's purse?
Yes. I took a nickel and two pennies, and I got spanked good and hard, and I never did it again.
Oh, well, because I don't think spanking is the answer to everything.
I know you don't. I think you're always too lenient on her, and now she's really too big for me to spank.
too big? What are you talking about? She's a little girl. She's only 8 and a half.
No, I can't help it. I tried to spank her last week, and I tell you, I was embarrassed. I couldn't even get a good grip on her. She squirmed so. And she knew I couldn't manage her anymore, too. So this time, I mean, now you've got to take her in hand. I just can't manage her anymore. I tell you, I really was embarrassed.
You never told me you tried to spank her. Honey, you never told me that. For what?
Well, I know you don't approve of spanking the way I do, but it worked with me when I was little. When I was spanked for something, I never did it again.
Well, what did you try to spank her for?
Oh, she got sassy. I've forgotten. I think I told her I wanted her to pick up her room, and she said, I don't care what you want, or something like that. I don't know.
What is the matter with that kid lately? You know, she's getting precious paint.
Well, I guess it's the 8-year-old phase. I talked to the other mothers, and their 8-year-olds are acting the same way. Well, never mind that for the moment, dear. Let us get back to the money. Now, she'll be home any minute. We had better agree on what we're going to do.
Well, look, I took some money out of my mother's purse when I was a kid, and I didn't get spanked. Mother and Dad had a talk with me and explained to me how hard Dad worked for the money and how Mother worked hard, too, and how long it had been since Mother had even had a new coat. And, well, I tell you, by the time they were through, I was bawling buckets of tears. And I never took another penny. So, you see, spanking is not always the answer.
Well, I don't approve of that either. Worrying a child about money. I think they should be made to know money is important, but I think it undermines their security when they're so young to talk about how close the wolf is to the door.
Well, I don't agree with you. How are they going to learn the value of money?
Well, they aren't going to learn the value of money by constantly letting them think you don't have any.
Then
they get the idea that having money must be the most important thing in the world.
Well, I'm rapidly coming to the same conclusion.
Oh, Tommy, don't talk like that.
Look, you can't live on love and rainwater now. Let's face it, I think it's nonsense when people pretend that money isn't as important as it is. Especially these days when even the paper boy comes around with his hand stretched out for a tip. Then he throws the paper in the snow.
Oh, forget the paper boy, will you?
Well, it makes you mad.
Forget the paper boy. Anyhow, you were one once yourself.
So. Yeah, and in the days when you delivered papers because you and your family needed the money. Look at our paper boy. His dad's the president of the bank. He's probably got more money than I have.
The Holloways. Phil Gordon should earn his own spending money. Anyhow, please forget about the paper boy. I will iron the evening paper dry so you can read it now. All right?
No.
All right. Now, Bob Betsy, I think that we should agree on what's to be done. I think it's important that parents stand together. That's the most important thing. I think she should be spanked.
You know, honey, when you say you want us to agree, what you mean is you want me to come around to your point of view, huh? Well, I don't. I don't think she should be spanked. I think we should talk to her, and then I think she should be punished in some other way.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. She can't go to a party or something.
She hasn't been invited to any.
Oh, well, all right. Okay, she can't go ice skating for a week or 2 weeks.
I like her to go ice skating. She needs the fresh air and exercise, for one
thing. Well, okay. Take her radio away from her and tell her she can't watch TV.
I already did that for being so sassy last week.
Oh. Well, look, there must be something we can deprive her of.
Her allowance, of course, except if we do that, then she can't pay me back the money she took.
Well, she can do something to earn money to pay you back, like, you know, dusting and setting the table, emptying waste baskets.
She's already required to do that without being paid for it. You remember the wonderful schedule we drew up in which nobody sticks to.
Well, make her stick to it.
But darling, is that all the punishment she gets for stealing money?
Well, how in Sam Hill do you punish kids these days? I remember once my mother made me stay in bed all weekend. You think we should try that?
Then I have to go running up and down stairs carrying trays for 3 meals a day? No, thank you. We're punishing her, not me.
Oh, golly, well, let's tell her she can't have any friends over to play, or she can't go anywhere for 2 weeks.
Oh, honey, then I've got her on my hands, following me around every day after school and all weekend, saying, what can I do now?
Got her on your hands? That's a nice way to talk about your own child. We should be glad we can be with her. She'll be grown up quick enough now. She's always wanting to play games with us, Parcheesi, and all the other games she got for Christmas.
Well, may I remind you, dear, we're supposed to be punishing her. It hardly seems like punishment to spend our time sitting around playing games and keeping her company so she's not bored with being punished.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Honestly,
yeah.
I say spank her and get it over with. Now, it worked with me when I was little and took those 7 cents. I never did again.
Well, I wasn't spanked. I was talked to until I was so ashamed of myself that I've remembered that talk all my life, and that is what worked with me.
Well, here comes Betsy down the driveway. We better hurry and decide what we're going to do.
Well, we'll compromise. We'll compromise. I'll ask her outright if she took the money, and if she admits it, then we'll merely have a talk with her. But if she lies about it before she finally admits it, then I'll spank her. Okay?
Yes. Yes, all right.
All right. Betsy, you got your overshoes off?
Just a minute, Daddy.
Now, don't be too hard on her, dear.
But listen to you. You're the one that wanted to...
All right, but suddenly I just remembered how I felt when I was little and took the money and Mother faced me with it. Now, try to remember how you felt then, too,
yeah,
dear.
Yeah, I sure
now,
do remember. Yeah. Oh. Well, now, yeah. Betsy...
What's the matter?
Betsy, did you take a quarter and a dime out of Mommy's coin purse?
Why, no.
Betsy.
I didn't. Honest, Mommy.
Now, Betsy, look, honey. Mommy and Daddy would rather that you told the truth.
But I didn't. Honest, cross my heart.
Betsy, didn't you go upstairs when you came home from school to get money to take with you to the shopping center with the Elwins?
Yes, but I took my own money.
Betsy, you had a funny look on your face when you came downstairs and you kept your hand in your pocket. Now, why? Why?
I don't know, Mommy. Just so I wouldn't lose my money, that's all. I only took a nickel to buy a new eraser for school. Wasn't that all right? It was my own money, Daddy, honest.
Betsy, I know that I had a quarter and a dime in my coin purse this morning.
But you gave it to me this morning for hot lunch money.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's right, I did. I forgot. I apologize, Betsy.
Well, for Pete's sakes, it seems to me...
I forgot. I'm terribly sorry, Betsy. Why, Mother feels just terrible.
Well, I wouldn't take money out of your purse, Mommy. That's stealing. There's a boy in school we don't even speak to, and we won't play with him or anything, because he said he took 50 cents out of his mother's purse. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, yeah, of course it's terrible.
Have you ever known anyone who stole money like that?
Oh, no.
No.
No, of course not. Certainly
no,
indeed.
I bet you wouldn't speak to them or play with them either, would you?
I should say.
No, no.
I'll go get the eraser I bought to show you. And then I'll help you set the table, Mommy. Gee, I'm starved.
Hmm. Were you going to say something, sweetheart?
No, sweetheart. For once, I'm at a loss for words.
Good things begin to happen whenever you have good hot Campbell's soup.
On cold days, your men need good hot soup in their lunch boxes. Pack a vacuum bottle of Campbell's tomato soup. It warms them up, makes good things begin to happen. Soup turns a cold lunch into a good hot meal. Cheers them up, perks them up. Campbell's delicious tomato soup. It's good, nourishing good. Have you had your soup today? The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.